Okay, let's review Shkalim Daf Chaf Aleph. In the beginning of Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara tells us that according to Rabbi Shimon, when a Kohen Gadol dies, we bring Mishal Tzibur. But since it happened so often in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, so they made a takana that it should come Mishal Yarshin, because the Tzibur was just costing the Tzibur too much money, so they made a takana that the Yarshim have to pay for it. But when the Yarshim weren't doing it, they went back to the Dindar Raisa to say that it should go Mishal Tzibur. So that's why you have the unusual thing that when we're going back to the Dindar Raisa, we call it a takana, because they made a takana to undo their original takana, to go back to the Dindar Raisa. When the Kohen Gadol dies, we bring a full Isaron in the afternoon. But that, so that the Gemara concludes clearly, but we're not sure, what about the oil? Would you bring 3 lug of oil or 1.5 lug of oil in the afternoon? We're also not sure, what about the kometz of Lavona? Do you bring 2 kometzes or 1 kometz of Lavona? Assuming that typically, on a typical day, it would be 1 kometz in the morning, 1 kometz in the afternoon, not a half and a half. Then the Gemara tells us at the very end of the Perek that midar rice, and there's no mi'ilan efer para, on the ashes of para aduma, but there were goes there, when people started to be mezalzel and undid the gezera, so they undid this gezera because people were being mezalzel, and they were gozer because people were being mezalzel, and then they later undid the gezera when people stopped being mezalzel and people started being careful about how they treated the efer para. And the Mishnah has a machlokas whether almost all roke in Yerushalayim, except for in a place where a lot of goyim hang out, where most of the roke in Yerushalayim is considered tahar, or does it depend where on the street you find it and what time of year it is? Because the minhag was that during the Shas HaRegel, all the tahar people would get to walk in the middle of the street because they were the majority, and the sides of the street were the tameh people. The rest of the year, the tameh people were the majority, so they would walk in the middle of the street, and the tahar people would walk on the sides. So maybe you'd have to cheshbin what time of year it is and whether it was on the side of the street or in the middle of the street to determine whether it's tameh or tahar. Then the Gemara is machlokas whether most kalim are assumed to be tameh, or maybe no, maybe the Mishnah has machlokas, or maybe no, maybe only kalim that are used typically for burial are assumed to be tameh. Other kalim are assumed to be tar. And the Mishnah also has a discussion of the tumah status of found knives and cleavers. Knives are usually used for karbanos. Cleavers are usually not used for shechting karbanos. They're used for chopping meat and chopping bones. So if it's a day that a korban needed to be brought, you could assume that if you found a knife on that day, that it is going to be tar. But if it's a day that a korban was not going to be brought, then you cannot assume that the knife was already made tar. A cleaver would have to be for the next day when you're ready chopping it up, or if it's connected to the knife, then we assume it has the same tar status as the knife. Rebbe said that dam nevela is tahar, but the Gemara wasn't sure, what does that mean, dam nevela is tahar? To what shear of dam? How much dam nevela? So we go up until the reviews. Most of the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis is a repeat of what we had about a week ago. Then in Halacha Beis, the Mishnah talks about the parochas. What happens if the parochas becomes tameh? So if it becomes tameh from a rishon tumah, then it's only tumah derabanan. So it's nitbal bifnim. We are tovel it in the azara, because the whole thing is only tumah derabanan. But if it's nitma from an avatumah, then we're dealing with tumah daraisa, so then we would be nitbal the parochas b'chutz. The Gemara also has a discussion of the strings in the parochas and the definition of maisa choshev versus maisa rokeim. Does it mean that it's an image on one side versus an image on both sides of the parochas, or is it that, of course, it's an image on both sides of the parochas, just a question whether it's the same image on both sides or 2 different images on both sides? Then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara tells us that this whole notion that there are 82 ribo, which is 820,000 different strands in the parochas, and that it was so big and so heavy and so thick that it took 300 kohanim to be tovelit. All such expressions are really a guzma. They're really an exaggeration. But it wouldn't actually take that many. We're just trying to elaborate on to express how elaborate the parochas in fact was, and how heavy it was, how big it was, how beautiful it was, to show the proper covenant of the Beis HaMikdash.